getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are, yep, off and running again. Actually, there's very little running. It's more of a nostalgic stroll, anyway. More great old-time oldies on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. Yep, all the great old-time records are piled up right here, all over the place, actually. There's some over here on the couch. They're on the chair. They're on the floor. They're in the basement. They're in the attic. They're in boxes. Aye, they're all over the place. Another interesting show for us today. By the way, that was Dick Piller doing the song we use for our theme song. It's the Polka DJ Polka. We're going to hear from Dick Piller doing another song here in just a couple of seconds. Our program, of course, brought to you, as always, by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Also, in the show today, I had no idea that in 1983, the International Polka Festival was held in Hill City, Minnesota at Quadna Resort, because that's like 25 miles south of where we do this show. I had no idea that the people at Quadna were polka conscious. And okay, so granted, that was a few years ago, and I didn't move here until 27 years ago. So that was like 5 years before that, so about 32 years ago. But anyway, and who would have suspected that Jeff Shimoleski, was it Jeff? Let me double check here. Was actually on the scene, yes, and recorded a lot of the performances. So we have one of those today from the International Polka Fest at Quadna back in 1983. We're going to hear a medley from the Dynatones, actually, from that. And I can see we're going to have a lot of tunes from that in the next few weeks, because there was a lot of performances recorded, and we have a bunch of them here. What else we got going on today? I just dug out a bunch of records. I've decided we need a little more Myron Florin. We've been kind of skipping over Myron with Lawrence Welk and the guys. I have a Frank Hajuka record, Czech-style polkas and waltzes. We haven't heard that. Also, find an album. Oh, boof. That's the sound of a man hitting the microphone with a record jacket, just in case you're wondering what that sounds like. Les and the Polka Jacks, with a record that was released back when I was working at the Polka Station in St. Paul. And the guy who did the morning show there wrote the liner notes for this album. And I bet he'll be freaked out if he knew, who knows where he is today, that I have this album and that his name is on the back of it. He was Brian Stevens at WMIN Radio, Polka 1010 down in, they say St. Paul, but it was really in Maplewood. But anyway, so we got the Polka Jacks coming up, probably do the Strawberry and Raspberries Polka by them. So another jam-packed show, but I told you we'd start it off with a tune by Dick Piller besides the Polka DJ Polka. Here's Dick Piller and his band with the No Problem Polka.
Their slippers, so what else is new? Do I lose my temper on an average day? Instead, I simply smile, then I turn around and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem. We'll be right back. and take it easy. Give your mind a rest. When your brain's a scramble, you cannot do your best. Now just put your feet up, cause it's been a busy day. Doesn't it just feel so good to stare in space and say, hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. So what else can go wrong? Hey, hey, no problem, no problem. Just smile all day long. No problem, no problem. Relax and sing along.
Hey, yo, Dick Pillar Orchestra and the No Problem Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, just spinning all these great old-time records for you today. We never know what we're going to find. Granted, a lot of these, you know, I played a lot back when they were new records many years ago, and a lot of them I either didn't play, and I've discovered them since and put them away in the Polka Box records, or I just don't remember them anymore. So sometimes it's a surprise to me, too. The Jesters are up next, not to be confused with the Gestures. The Jesters and the Jesters. Very confusing, because there's a rock and roll group from Minnesota from the 60s that were the Gestures, not the Jesters. And you could get confused anyway. And what's even worse is their record label is obviously their own, because it's Jester Records, J-E-S space T-E-R, if that doesn't confuse you. So here are the Jesters and the Up and Down Polka. Jesters there in the Up and Down Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I clearly detected the sound of jingle bells in that record. I don't mean jingle bells like jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. I mean the instrument, the jingle bells, or the sleigh bells, if you prefer to call them that. It's kind of weird, but anyway. I noticed, by the way, this week, while I was out shopping, that most of the stores I was in have the Christmas stuff up already. And I know some of you hate that, some of you like that. I guess I could take it one way or the other. I don't really care, because I don't need to buy any more Christmas stuff, because I have more than enough. But I noticed that the Christmas trees were up and all the blinking stuff was up and we're ready. But we're not going to start playing Christmas songs here on the Oompa Hour until Thanksgiving weekend. So you can rest easy on that. We're not going to get a jump start on the Christmas music. But I do have a great batch of old-time Christmas records. We'll start slipping them in there after Thanksgiving. And by the week of Christmas, we will have... We will have Christmas old-time show. I mean, let's take a look at the calendar together, shall we? October, pass the coupon for the gas station. November, pass the other coupon for the gas station. Let's see here. Looks like Christmas is going to be on the 25th on a Thursday. So we could probably play Christmas music on the 20th. The week of the 20th there, going right through Christmas, and maybe the next week, too, between Christmas and New Year's. Huh? What do you think? I love Christmas music. I'm telling you. In fact, even though I'm not that excited about all the Christmas stuff being in the stores, I am playing Christmas music, not records, but Christmas music, in my car when I drive to work every day. Well, not every day, but every other day. Often enough to make everybody think I'm crazy anyway. All right, Jack Patton and his friends are up next to do a number for us. I think it's time for what they call the Texas-style polka.
Lies a polka tune, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live 'neath the Texas moon, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I danced beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. A moonlit path that only she could know, still hears my lonely song of love. As we danced this polka, song in my heart, sang up my rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own broken song, of two words I knew, live in my heart all alone. And in dreams I dance by the Alamo, with rose, my rose of San Antonio. A song in my heart, sang of my rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, speak once again of my love, my own broken song. Empty words I know, live in my heart all alone. And in dreams I dance by the Alamo, and rose, my rose of San Antonio.
There we go, the Texas-style polka, also known as Rose of San Antonio, apparently. Jack Patton and his friends here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show on the way, live recorded at Quadna Resort in Hill City, Minnesota, 1983. The Dinatones are on the way here from the International Polka Festival from that year. So stand by for that. But it's high time we talk to you about Melanie's. Did I say Melanie's? Melodies? That's because I have a medley coming up. Melanie's MusicLessons.com. You know, that's not the first time I've done that. Melanie's MusicLessons.com. Let's get it right. You want to learn to play? you can. The accordion, the piano, the electronic keyboard. Melanie is your connection. Literally, your connection on the internet. She teaches via Skype, live, interactive video music lessons. It's amazing because you can do them anywhere. And you can do it with your laptop or your tablet or your computer at your work. Heck, you could probably sit in the back of your station wagon and fire up your tablet on one of those cell data connections and have your lessons there. Nobody would ever know. Just park out in the woods in the back of that big old Buick and who's going to know, right? Anyway, check it out. She's got more than 30 years of experience teaching music, high-quality professional music lessons. You can take your first lesson absolutely free. There is no obligation, so you can find out how it works for you. And you can find out everything you need to know at melaniesmusiclessons.com. And all the contact information is there as well. So, all right, I promise you this now. Recorded live by Jeff Shimoleski of the Shimoleski Funtime Band, actually. The International Polka Festival was actually in a Quadner Resort in Hill City, Minnesota. Hill City is a town of like 600 people. It is not unlike the town where this radio station is located, where we produce this show every week. It's a tiny little town, but it's on Hill Lake, and it's a beautiful spot, and apparently the International Polka Festival was there. I had no idea. And there's a lot of great recordings from that. And over the next few weeks, we're going to work some of them in here. Here are the Dynatones with what they call a medley of obscure tunes.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. You've been a fantastic audience. We hope to see each and every one of you here tomorrow for the big finale. Once again, we'll start off with, we'll do some Dynatones obscure tunes. Big medley. See you tomorrow, folks.
Damn, I wish I'd said that. On three, one. One, two, one.
There's a girl that I know who has left me so blue. She decided to leave me alone. I can still see her pretty blue eyes as I cry, and I'm hoping that soon she'll come home. Oh, my Susan dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I think back to the time when our love was so fine. Oh, Susan, please come back to me. I wanna live and love under the
say a song until you came along. I'm headed for that bright sunny day, and I'm telling you just what this love can do. I'm gonna live and love.
Having love is the key to all the joys we seek, for it's loving and caring that makes us unique. Wanting so much to give the greatest gift of all, when in doubt, seek love out, that's the key. There were times when life seemed that it could be quite rough. Love came by, I knew that it would be more than enough. With this key I can offer you so very much, unlock treasures that used to be just out of touch. If you need something more to help you come alive, when in doubt, seek love, our best key.
Świetanie szemdurniu, świetanie szemdurniu, że ja będę chciała. Świetanie szemdurniu, świetanie szemdurniu, że ja będę chciała.
That was just fun. Recorded live at the International Polka Festival 1983 at Quadner Resort down at Hill City, Minnesota. Just a hop, skip, and a jump from where we're doing this show right now. The Dynatones, their medley of obscure tunes here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and golly, we're almost halfway through the show already, and there's so many more records that need to be played here. We're just going to keep on rolling here. Less in the Polka Jacks. LP is in my hand with liner notes by Brian Stevens of WMIN Radio, and I worked with Brian many years ago. In fact, yeah. I guess, you know, they say you're not supposed to. The curse of me in the world of broadcasting these last 42 years is I relate far too many personal stories. And I don't know if that, I don't know if you care or not, but I married his girlfriend. I did indeed. It lasted for less than 5 years. But he was the morning guy at the Polka station back then. And his girlfriend used to keep calling him and requesting songs. And he quit playing them because he was tired of playing them all the time. So then she started calling me. I was the afternoon guy. And so we met. And I think he wanted to get rid of her because he strongly suggested, say, why don't you take her out, you know? So literally, we met at the roller rink. And we'd been going around for about 4.5 years. And that was all we could take. So, but anyway. A personal story that just means nothing to nobody, but it does give us a reason to play Less in the Polka Jazz, because Brian wrote the liner notes on the back here, and he's a good radio guy, and I have no idea where he is now. I tried to find him on Facebook, but no luck. So, Brian Stevens, wherever you are, Here's Les and the Polka Jacks. You said right here that they were going to be one of the most popular bands in the years to come. It's in your liner notes. Here they are with Strawberries and Raspberries.
Raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, but often I do thank. All the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, but often I do thank. I tasted that sweet wine, what pleasure that it was. I'd never had that kind. It brought new life to me, some joy and gratitude. I shared my joy with friends and changed my attitude. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, but often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, I do thank. Last night I met this gal, with charming grace was she. I asked her for a dance, she accepted gracefully. All night we held a joy and rested for a time, and then she asked of me to taste that fruit of mine. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, that often I do thank. Oh, the strawberries, raspberries, fruit wine that I drank. There are friends gathered round, that often I do thank.
Okay, Les and the Polka Jacks there, and Strawberries, Raspberries, Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I'm telling you, there are just some weeks I have far too much fun doing this show. You know, now I promised you Myron Florin, Lawrence Welk in the orchestra. I got a great polka album here. Got to be from the 50s based on the record, and I'm trying to decide which tune I want to play here. And I'm leaning toward Dancing Fingers, also known as the Bartender Polka, simply because it sounds like a fun number, huh? Lawrence Welk, the boys in the band, along with Myron Florin and his magic accordion, boys. Thank you. I always turn into Lawrence Welk when I have to talk about him. And, well, why not? Here's the Dancing Fingers, or the Bartender Polka, Lawrence Welk's orchestra featuring Myron Florin. Thank you. my goodness, that's what a quick ending there. Lawrence Welk and the boys in the band there, what a wonderful number. Myron Florin on accordion there, and the Bartender Polka, also known as Dancing Fingers. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. I'm trying to be sure I get in all the performers that I promised I was going to play this week instead of starting to skip around and play things that I hadn't talked about. And I promised you Frank Hajurka today does Czech-style polkas. And so many tunes that I've dug out here that I didn't remember that I had. Let's just do it. Frank Hajurka and the Humpty Dumpty Polka. There we go, a little Frank Hajurka there. I think I said Hajurka earlier with an R, which would be incorrect. There is no R. It's Frank Hajurka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show playing all the great old-time records. And I need to remind you once again that if you would like to get in touch with me here at the show, it's very easy to do via email. You can't call me because it all depends where you might be listening to the show and where the radio station decides to play that program. Odds are, in fact, I can guarantee you that wherever you're listening to it, I'm not actually live right now. I record the program live, literally in a studio, beginning to end, sitting here. Not like those big guys like Casey Kasem and who's that other guy that did the top 40 after Casey? Shadow Stevens. You know, they didn't actually do the show. They had a guy hand them a script and they read all their lines that went between the records and all their dedications and all their stuff. And then an engineer put it all together with the songs. I'm actually sitting here doing the studio and I'm playing the records live. So, but you're probably not hearing it live where you are. Because different stations play it on different days, different time of the day. But you can always get in touch with me at oompahour@mail.com. Just oompahour, one word and two oohs, OOMPAHHOUR. WRR@mail.com. Love to get your requests, or if I'm mispronouncing something, you're certainly welcome to set me straight. So feel free. Also, and I guess this is kind of a closed circuit message to those of you who listen to Tim's Oompa Hour here on KEBS Radio, Iron Range Country Radio, here in good old Bovee, Minnesota, which is where the show is produced every week. The show is on Saturday nights at 7 o'clock here in beautiful downtown Bovee. I'm trying to think now, is it next week or the next week? Anyway, coming up soon, it will also be heard on Sunday afternoons. It'll be a rerun of the show you hear on Saturday night. Just because with the wintertime coming and the darkness coming sooner, there's a lot of interference that comes booming in up here in northern Minnesota. Sometimes makes it tough for some people out in the outlying areas to hear the show. So they're going to rerun it on Sunday afternoons. So if you're listening on KEBS in beautiful Bovee, Minnesota, you're listening on a Saturday evening, it's either next week or the next week that the show will also be rebroadcast Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock. So those of you listening in Texas or San Francisco or Erie, PA today, you don't care about that, but I just wanted to mention it before I forget, because that's important to some of these people around here. So there you go. I think we need to move on musically. So many more records to get to. In fact, I got a little Wally record coming up here in a minute that I'm hoping it turns out to be what I think it is, because, again, I have to rely on memory every now and then. But in the meantime, I have Bernie Roberts and his orchestra to do the musical polka. And after all, a musical polka is the best kind of polka. Roberts and his orchestra there, the musical polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, broadcasting around the world via internet streams, radio stations all over the place, spreading the polka love this week. Speaking of love, I have this Lil Wally record here, and I have no idea what I'm getting myself into, because it says it's Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness, he calls himself, doing Everybody Loves Somebody. And I have no idea if this is going to turn out to be the Dean Martin song or not, because a lot of these old-time records don't have writer's credits or anything like that on the label, so I don't know. Who wrote the song which would have tipped me off? And I don't remember. This is another one of those records from a box that I've had forever, and I'm not sure. So we're going to discover this together. Are you ready? Boy. Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness. Here's Everybody Loves Somebody.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your child. Then every minute and every hour, every boy would have what I found in his arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my something is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your child. And then every minute and every hour, every boy would find what I've got in my eyes. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it worthwhile waiting for, baby, someone like you.
Going on the stack over there of my favoritest records ever. That is Lil Wally, Mr. Happiness there. And Everybody Loves Somebody Sometime. I love that song, and I love that version of it, and I like how they turn it into a polka at the end there. Even though it started out as a nice slow dance number, it does not count as a waltz, because that was obviously not in three-quarter time. So we do need to get in the official show waltz for the hour. Are you ready for the Katzenjammers? That's just fun to say. There is the Star of the East waltz from the Katzenjammers.
We'll be right back.
and Jammers there, and the star of the East Waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. A lot of great old-time records lurking in this world that need to be played. My mission is play them all, so stick around. We have some more coming up here. Show's not quite over yet, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Of course, Melanie can teach you to be the star of the show. Because, you know, if in an old-time band, the accordion player is kind of like the lead guitar player in a rock and roll band, you know? All the girls are on him, or all the guys are on her, depending. So there's a lot of great gal accordion players out there. But MelaniesMusicLessons.com. Melanie can make you the star. You can take your first lesson for free, and you don't even have to travel around the country to do it, because Melanie's probably not where you are. No, she does it all on the internet using Skype. And if you've used it, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, check it out. It's interactive live video. There's Melanie right there on your screen, right in front of you, and she can she give you a lesson right there. It's amazing. You can be any place, and it's live. It's not like you're watching an instructional video. It's a live interactive thing, as if she were there. Your first lesson is free. There is no obligation. Find out more. 30 years of teaching experience can help you out there. MelaniesMusicLessons.com is where you go on the interwebs to find out more. And if you can't look it up on the interweb, then to heck with you, because you can't take lessons anyway because you need the internet to do it. So there you go. MelaniesMusicLessons.com. All right. I have me and my concertina by Happy George, the concertina man. Are you ready? How can you turn down a guy named Happy George? Now you know why they call him the concertina man, huh? There's Happy George and me and my concertina here at Tim's Oompa Hour. And if I don't talk a lot, I just go right to this next record. We could fit one more in before we're over the time limit for the week. Here's Happy Richie and his Royal Airs and the Lovesick Polka.
Shalava, shalava, Devenska, about. Coś ty mnie uczynił, będę pora prosić, żebyś nie ożenił.
Happy Richie and the Royal Airs there. That is the Lovesick Polka, and by gosh, that puts the wraps on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour is produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by MelaniesMusicLessons.com. We'll be back to do it all over again next week with a fresh stack of records. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!